Friday edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. We're going to do movie reviews in a moment. We typically get things set up. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have Richard join us. Andy wants Richard to give some scores or some predictions for the weekend's games ahead.
Yeah, why not? Let's see who he thinks is going to the next round.
Because of COVID, I am so out of football, I don't even know who's playing. I'm literally that I've just shut it out. Done.
Back to movies for a second. Can you tell me what are the reasons that you will not see a movie a second time?
Either too long.
Okay.
Too boring.
Very good reason.
Or I learned throughout the movie they sung.
Oh, don't just do a string of musicals, sound of music.
So then I'm like, okay, I'm done. And some it's just like, okay, well, it was a good movie. I liked it, but I saw it, been there, done that, don't need to do it again.
How about movies that are just uncomfortable?
Well, some are disturbing.
It's too disturbing. You just don't want to see.
It's just like, I don't need to see that again.
That again.
Yes, yes. Like, yeah, like, that's one of the reasons too, yes.
You know, I don't have one that's like this, but I'll be honest. Movies with a rape scene.
Yeah, I don't need to see that again. I didn't need to see it the first time.
Right.
Nonetheless, see it second time.
Well, and that's a lot of times that these will be movies that I wish I hadn't seen the first time.
Right, me too.
It's but like, some are terrific movies, but that would be something I wouldn't want to see again.
Yeah, that's a great one. You know, and there's some scary movies where it's like, okay, I saw it once. Yeah, I got scared. Yeah, that's enough. I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, but there are some that are scary, gross, and just kind of they were going overboard just trying to disgust you and horrify you.
All right, so we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll have a nice long segment. Keep texting. I've got a few that I keep adding. If you text and I don't respond, I'm still reading them. I'm adding. It's just sometimes hard to talk, text, and do everything I do at one time.
Yeah, it is.
It's like texting and driving. Just it's hard to do sometimes.
Yes. And when you try to do that, you get pretty lost.
Yeah, so it's like I'm going to just...
I find myself talking more than...
I'll focus on what's... It's hard, though, because I'm trying to get everybody's comments in that's listening. But I'll do my best and anyways, keep texting. It's
fine. Yeah, and folks, sometimes when you hear Andy a lot and you're thinking, is this the Andy show? John's over there furiously
I'm answering
texting.
Back. That's right. I'm answering you
yes,
all back.
I'm filling
that's
in.
That's right. All right, Mighty Hand Construction's coming up next, folks, and they would love to help you out with everything around the house. Just as far as construction goes, just give them a call. Northern Colorado, KLZradio.com.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, and on the line now is Richard Rush. Hey, Richard, before we get in the movies, really quick, your predictions for this weekend.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to go on the AFC side. I'll be honest, I'm just going to go chalk on the AFC side. I think it'll be the Chiefs and the Bills at Arrowhead next week. And then I think on the NFC side, I'm going to go with your Packers. And I'll be honest, I'm going to go with Tom Brady. He's hard to beat in the postseason, in the playoffs. And they're in the dome, so there's not weather to contend with, even though he's obviously used to it. And I'll be honest, I think Drew Brees has just showed his age a little bit more than Tom Brady this season. Be honest with you. So I think it'll be Tampa Bay and Green Bay next weekend.
Okay, really quick here. I think it's going to be New Orleans and Green Bay going into next weekend. And I think it's going to be KC and the Bills. Really quick, on last weekend, I did have the Browns beating Pittsburgh because the Browns are a much more talented team than Pittsburgh. I think that Pittsburgh's coach did a great job this year getting that team that, quite honestly, in my opinion, is below average to play well above average.
Yeah. You mean the Browns? Yes, Stefanski did a fantastic
job.
Well,
Stefanski for the Browns, but I think also Mike Tomlin. I don't think Pittsburgh was very talented.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they belong there.
And I think that, I'll be honest, I think that Big Ben kind of failed or fell off at the end of the year, and the Steelers really missed Mike Munchak, who we have here. And as far as the offensive line coach goes, their offensive line really hurt. So, I agree with you. I think it's been interesting, and I think that the Steelers are definitely in that path of, that we probably should start thinking about rebuilding right now.
I agree. Okay, you ready to do some one-and-done movies? Movies you only see once.
And I will say this, as I was kind of doing some research and looking at what movies and stuff, it's going to be some movies that we have said before for folks that are really good, but you're only going to watch them once. And so keep that in mind. These aren't necessarily bad.
And they're not all bad movies. Right? Yeah. No, good point.
Some are bad.
Some are, though.
Some are.
And we'll explain. We'll explain in each one of these what we mean.
But you're right, Richard. Exactly. I mean, some of them are very good, but just the way that movie is, you're just like, yeah, it's good once. Yeah. That's it.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Not good a second time.
Now, as is always the case, guys, it's totally unfair. I get to go first, so I get to take one of the most obvious ones. And actually, I want to refer to another movie where there's a song about this movie. Here we go. You don't remember this, John?
No.
Keep listening.
I miss you more than Michael Bay missed the mark when he made Pearl Harbor. I miss you more than that movie missed the point. And that's an awful lot, girl. And now you've gone away. And all I'm trying to say is Pearl Harbor sucked. And I miss you.
Okay. So you're saying Pearl Harbor?
From Team America. Yeah, oh, I am saying Pearl Harbor. By the way, Pearl Harbor had one of the great extended scenes of all time, and that was the attack.
Yeah.
The attack on Pearl Harbor was awesome. The rest of the movie, which got panned by critics nationwide and laughed at, and I was, you know, banging my head on the seat midway through this thing. And another thing that this song, by the way, mentions is that somebody who was terrific in it, Cuba Gooding Jr.
He was the Navy dude on the ship.
Yeah, had a tiny part where he should have had
a big
part.
He was the cook.
And he was excellent.
Yeah.
And they gave him a lousy, tiny little part, and this guy's acting everybody else off the screen. Awful. It was so dragged out. The romance scenes with Ben Affleck were painful. I was totally rooting for the Japanese.
Oh, geez, Andy. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, I've never rooted against America until that.
It wasn't that bad.
It was that bad.
Oh, geez. It was not that bad.
It was that bad.
I've actually seen it more than once, so it's not that bad.
It was that bad. For crying out loud, they made a song about how bad it was.
No, well, that's just in Team America.
Team America is the truth.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
I will say this. Andy, I give you credit here. I don't think I've ever watched Pearl Harbor straight through from beginning to end ever again. But I will pop in the middle there, you know, where they're, you know, and during the fight scenes and obviously kind of the latter third of the movie when they've got obviously the bombing runs and then everything else. So I'm with you there. But all right, I'm going to go with one, and they're not all going to be this way, but I'm going to go with one similar to you, Andy, and that's going to be Titanic.
Yeah, it's on my list.
That's on my list.
Some girls are going to say, you know, obviously girls are going to say, no, you love that movie of the Roman. And let's be honest, again, you watch it once.
Jack,
and
just
then
get
really
on the door.
After that, yeah, you just.
There's room on the door for two. Jack, just climb on.
No kidding. So, yeah, so I'm with you. It's a very enjoyable, entertaining film. But you just need to see it once because you're never going to get those 3.5 hours back.
Hey, quick question, Richard. When John was teaching you to use the plow, you know, plow snow and stuff, did he first have you out front, standing out front, yelling, I'm the king of the world?
Stretched out.
Andy,
stretched
out. Let me tell you about learning how to plow.
Okay.
I didn't get to learn how to plow ever. My dad's level of teaching was, watch this, do this.
Right.
That's it.
What else do you need?
There was no, you know, okay, you take it slow, you know, go this direction. Go, No.
He taped you to the blade.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Actually, there was a few times if you weren't paying attention, you stepped out off the curb. Well, I wouldn't have 2 feet, let's just say that.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, we all agree, though. I know young females, that was the movie that was watched over and over again.
Yes.
More than any other movie I've ever seen. And I'm not sure I know a single guy who's seen it more than once. You did?
I didn't have a choice. I had four girls.
But you didn't have a choice. That doesn't count. I'm talking, you know, willfully.
All right.
Okay,
moving along.
Up,
my turn?
Yeah, you're up.
Everybody's going to hate me for this one, but this is one movie I watched once. I'll never watch it again because it was the most awful movie I think I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's the opposite of the title. It's A Wonderful Life. It's an awful movie.
Well, I got to be honest. I've only seen it once because it was too depressing.
Oh, it's awful.
I don't want to be that depressed.
That thing is awful. And the acting in it is so cheesy. I'm like, I'm not watching that thing ever again.
I think he was terrific.
Oh, it's awful.
You don't think he did a great job?
No, it's awful.
Richard, what do you think?
You know, happily, I've never seen it, so I'm going to keep it that way.
You're fine. You don't need to.
Okay. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's not so wonderful.
A movie that most people watch every single year.
Yeah,
John,
I'm sorry.
John
they're wasting their time.
One and done
they're wasting their time.
I got to be honest, and I've only seen it once, so there
okay.
you go.
All right.
Okay.
See, so there you go.
For my next choice, you know, it's not often that a movie becomes a one and done all because of one character.
Oh.
And this is a movie that people almost universally saw only once because of one character, Jar Jar Binks. Here we go.
Humble servant.
That won't be necessary.
Oh, but it is. It is demanded by the gods, it is.
Stay down.
You saved my again.
What's this?
A local. Let's get out of here before more droids show up.
More? More, did you speak? Excuse me, but the most safest place would be Gonga City.
Okay, that's all I can take.
So which Star Wars is that?
That was the Phantom Menace, and
yes. That
one character is the most singularly hated character I have ever seen online. Hmm. Everybody hated him, and everybody hated the rebirth of the Star Wars movies because of Jar Jar Binks. Richard, am I right?
I'll be honest. I mean, I had a special affinity for Jar Jar because that was like the first Star Wars that, you know, came out like new in my lifetime. But I mean, yeah, he didn't make the movie. You either loved him or hated it.
Did you have the poster of Jar Jar?
No, I didn't have the poster.
You didn't have the poster of Jar Jar?
No.
Okay. No. Nonsense, Andy.
Okay. Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go, and again, as we said, mentioned these movies before, just in different categories, and again, I'll explain why. So the movie that I really don't like, I should say that I like it, but again, can only see it once, is Marley and Me. Because again, great movie, enjoyable to watch, but I can't do dog movies where they die. I'll just be honest. Sorry, if you haven't seen it, he dies. And it's terrible. So
you're not a real old...
I've never seen it.
You're not a real old Yeller fan.
No. Well, and that partially for me, too, is it's a yellow lab.
Oh, that's even worse.
That's what we grew up with.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah, so it's terrible. So I hated it in that sense.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. I have got one on mine that I just recently saw, and it was the time of my life I'll never get back again. I went to see it because I love Kevin Costner in Yellowstone, and I thought it would be somewhat similar to Yellowstone and be really good. It got good reviews. I have no idea because it's an awful movie. Let him go. It was a waste of my life to see that. I wish I could get those, whatever, roughly two hours back. It was terrible. It's not worth ever seeing, and I will never watch it again.
I don't care
if Kevin Costner's in it.
I read over the reviews and decided I'm not going to put myself through this.
It's painstakingly awful.
Is it?
Yes. It's just terrible. So, you know, yeah, I guess you all want to see it one time. Go for it, but I'll never watch it again. One and done.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right. One thing that you guys know I hate in a movie is agenda, especially in a kid's movie.
Yes.
I don't think any franchise was destroyed more than the sequel to Cars. Listen to this agenda.
Stay away!
But Sir Axelrod created the race meter. Why would he want to hurt anyone?
To make all and all look bad, so everybody go back to using all. I mean, he said it himself with that disguised voice.
Disguised voice? What are you talking about? You're nuts, you are!
This is going nowhere fast. We really should go, Grandmother.
One moment.
It gets
I'd
worse.
I'd like to see where this is going.
Mater, he created all in all.
Yeah, but what if he found that huge oil field just as the world was trying to find something else? What if he came up with all in all just to make alternative fuel look bad?
What if? You're basing this on...
It was this big slam against big oil. The movie was this all-out assault on oil. Now, I happen to be a big fan of oil.
Me too.
But... Even so, it was just this big political movie, and it was just smashing it with a plunger down the throats of kids everywhere. And by the way, it also wasn't very entertaining. It was poorly made. Cars 2 was one of the biggest bombs and one of the most insulting ones I've ever seen. I didn't even see it all. I was out of there about midway through. I couldn't take anymore.
Okay.
Makes
sense.
I've seen it, but of the movies, even my kids, they like the first one the best.
Yep.
The third one is actually not too bad at all. It's actually got a really nice plot to it and some good characters. So I will agree, although I have seen it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, okay, all right.
Well, you're up.
I'm going to go with something in the depressing category, and that's because it's a really good movie, but you can only see it once, and that's going to be Uncut Gems.
Oh, excellent example.
I want to slit my wrist when I'm done with that one.
I should have thought of that. I am now angry at myself for not thinking.
It's on my list. It's terrible.
Go ahead, Richard.
So, yeah. So pretty terrible, pretty awful, right?
And you know what? Here's a bad thing. Here's what's bad about this, real quick. I watched it first, told Walt and Richard how bad it was, and at least one of the two of you watched it still.
I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't finish it. I just watched parts of it, and then you kind of read the reviews about it, and it's like, you know, I mean, I probably need to finish it just for...
Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
And by the way, Richard, would
great,
you agree?
Great acting.
What a great performance from Adam Sandler. Awesome.
Oh, absolutely it is. And that's what makes it not frustrating because, again, it's also telling a story, right? In that you have to kind of do the realism of it. And I think it resonated with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It was so depressing.
Oh, my word. That guy couldn't win if his life depended on it.
Is that in your bottom 10 for most depressing movies you've ever seen?
It might be one of, well, maybe not all. Yeah.
It's, I mean, bottom 20. You got to give it that.
Yeah, I'll have to think about it.
Okay. It was depressing. You're up, John.
All right. I've got one that I don't know why I watched it. I hated it. I'll never watch it again. I think it's one of the worst movies ever made. Willy Wonka with Gene Wilder.
Oh!
Awful. It's awful. Terrible.
No.
Yeah, it's
no,
terrible.
No.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh.
It's just the cheesiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It's terrible.
I think for the time it was brilliant.
Oh, it was awful.
It's creepy.
I'll never watch it again. Once was bad enough.
And you watched Pearl Harbor multiple times.
That's better than Willy Wonka.
I think Gene Wilder, I think that was the performance of his career. I think it defined him.
Maybe so, but just no.
And by the way, I don't love the movie. It was all about teaching kids about good manners.
Right.
And it had these horrible repercussions for bad manners.
It was awful.
Well, it was creepy. I'll give it that.
Okay.
Are we at break or are we going to throw another in
here? No, keep going. We're going another round. Go ahead.
Let's go another round. Okay. What do I do? You know what? Let's throw in two great performances in a movie that I never want to see again because it was so depressing and sad. Awakenings, and it starred.
Never saw it.
It starred Robin Williams and Robert De Niro, and De Niro is going through, you know, I forget what he's afflicted with, but you shake wildly, you cannot interact with the outside world, and Robin Williams is a doctor, and they get him a drug that makes him cognizant, and he can interact normally with other people, but then the drug wears off.
Oh.
And it is incredibly sad. Now, should Robert De Niro have won Best Actor for the entire year for this performance? Yes, he should have. I mean, hands down, he was magnificent. He was Rain Man level.
Wow.
For performance, and I never, ever want to see Awakenings again.
Hmm. Okay, Richard, you're up.
That's pretty good, Andy. I'll give it to you there. All right, so my next one is going to be... bad movie, but one you've got to see at least once, and that's The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Oh, it's on my list. Yeah. It's a movie to see, but not to ever see again.
Could you say it again, Richard? You were cutting out. What was that?
I apologize. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
In the Striped Pajamas. Okay.
Sort of a Schindler's List kind of movie. Only worse.
Yeah, very much.
I'll get to that one later.
It's only worse. It's only worse. Oh, okay. Am I up?
You're up.
Okay, this one actually has good reviews, and some people really love it, but to me, it was one of the most depressing movies I think I've ever seen, and that is Silver Linings Playbook.
You know what? I didn't see it.
Oh, you've never seen it?
Who stars in that?
After it's stint good. In a I'll mental institution, former teacher Pat Solanto moves back in with his parents and tries to reconcile with his ex-wife. Things get more challenging when Pat meets Tiffany, a mysterious girl with problems of her own. And that's where the movie starts as far as problems go. it's Jennifer Lawrence, and it just goes, and it's Bradley Cooper, and it just goes downhill from there, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, J-Law, quite honestly, while she did really great on a couple movies, she has made some real bombs.
And De Niro's in this one too, by the way.
Is he?
Yes, it's.
It was good.
It's good, but you never need to see it again. Once you've seen it, you're like, okay, I'm done. Yeah.
Was it like Titanic, where I was rooting for the iceberg?
In this one, I don't know who you're rooting for, other than you just want the thing to end so you can just go do something else in your life. Right, Richard?
Yeah, like you said, it's just, I mean, it's kind of a mind, yeah.
It's depressing.
Mind adventure.
I mean, it's two depressed people in a very depressed movie.
Well, yeah, you have two people with mental illness that struggle to figure it out. And
right.
So it's hard to watch because you kind of sitting there squirming in your seat the entire time.
There you go. That's a great great explanation. And by the way, not making fun of mental illness by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I'm not.
I feel bad. It's just I don't need to watch it on the big screen. Oh, is that you, Richard?
Somebody else agrees with me.
Yeah, I guess
you,
so.
No, you know who it is. Doggone it.
That was heck.
What's the Murfinator doing there?
Oh, he's wanting to play.
All right, well, let him play. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere. You can always text us your movie choices, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Roof Max is next. I had Dave Hart actually out yesterday, looked at my roof, and we noticed, hey, there's some things on it that we could probably spruce up with Roof Max. So I'll get Dave out and get that done. And it's really easy. He just comes out, he looks at the roof, sends you pictures, tells you what's going on, what's it going to take to make that happen. And I tell you what, it is a huge savings over what you would normally do when it comes to replacing your roof. And in my case, I can have Dave out and save money versus what my deductible would be even in replacing the roof, which, by the way, that comes with its own issues. So, Dave Hart, Roof Max, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with Roof Rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Should we go here?
Okay. And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John and I are just looking at each other. You want to do it? Okay, John, I'm up.
I've got texters texting in with some suggestions, so I'll add these to the list as well.
You want
to
do that first?
Okay, one just said, hang on, the one I was just reading as we were coming back in. Sophie's Choice. I've not seen it because it's awful. If you're a parent, choose which kid you will let die.
Jeez.
That is Sophie's Choice. Yeah, I don't need to see that one. Count me out.
Wow.
Done. Yeah, I don't need to see that movie. Thank you for the suggestion, but I'm good.
I've never seen it, and that just sounds like one that I'll never see.
Somebody also said Midnight Cowboy. Great roles and actors, but once is enough. Oh, Charlie said it was X-rated back in the day.
Was it?
Midnight Cowboy. Charlie, how do you know that?
I'm a good person, so I wouldn't know that. I don't frequent those theaters. Did they have to pay with quarters?
Hilarious. Oh, that's hilarious. How would you know that, Andy?
Seen it on TV.
Oh, sure.
I actually have.
All right, you're up. Go for it. Oh,
by the
good.
Way, you got any quarters?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. Yeah, and some movies are really awkward and with great performances like Awakenings, and some are huge, huge, huge budget box office flops. And this one is Tom Cruise in The Mummy.
You shouldn't be here.
I followed you.
You shouldn't be here. I followed you. You know, that's exactly what my wife and I were saying to each other
when you
were
watching the movie,
The Mummy. Oh my gosh. What a mess.
That bad, huh?
It was a colossal mess. It was just very poorly made. You know, they had this really, you know, hot mummy. Was the
hot
villain?
Hot mummy.
Yeah, she was real hot.
Okay.
This supermodel mummy who was the villain. I have no idea why. She couldn't act, and it was horrible, and it was a mess, and I just wanted to escape, and finally I did.
Okay. All right. Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with one where you, Andy, you may disagree, Dad, and I know you're going to totally agree, and you probably have never seen this movie because it's a musical. Oh. And, again, it's one I had to watch because of my sisters, and so that's going to be Chicago with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Never seen
it. And Zellweger. And listen, it's actually, if you look at it, and you know, it actually has some catchy tunes, and it's a good movie in that regard. But, again, for me, it's a once-over. You just watch it once, and it's like, all right, never need to see that ever again in my entire life.
Now, was that the same music writer who did The Greatest Showman?
I don't. Is it? I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so. And by the way, Chicago, I only saw a piece of it and had no desire to see more. Greatest Showman, I was more impressed with.
Hmm.
Were you?
Absolutely. I think they did it much more creatively. I mean, it just. Chicago just wasn't for me, obviously, for that. I was a lot younger when I saw it. But I really like Greatest Showman. I thought they did a fantastic job. And it's one where you can watch singing parts and enjoy it. Chicago, again, for me, just not so much.
All right, here's one that a lot of Christians may be mad at me for saying, and I'm not going to be sacrilegious in saying this, so I'm not. It's just one and done. Seen it, don't need to see it again. Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, I was mouthing it.
Like, been there, done that, don't need to do it again.
No. Actually, I had, I put this out on Facebook, and I had a number of Christians give me that as their top choice.
Okay.
It's the Passion of the Christ.
Been there, done that, don't need to do it again.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need to see it.
You need to see it once.
Yes.
You need to see it once. But after that, I mean, it's so, let's just say this, Dad. I think they did such a great job that you don't need to see it more than once.
That's true. Well, that's a good one. A good one.
Etched in your head.
That's true. Good point.
To where, in a good way, and they did. You know, Mel Gibson, for all of his shortcomings, did a fantastic job at that. I mean, it really made
shortcomings.
You feel like,
well, guy's a little wacky at times. That's okay. Aren't
I mean,
we all?
He's just a little bit of a drunk, but you know, no big deal.
Just a bit.
Just a bit.
Okay, let's talk about terrible sequels.
Okay,
and there are some sequels that are big letdowns, then there are other that are epic of all time letdowns. This is one of my top five letdown sequels ever.
Okay.
Independence Day 2.
Never saw it.
Oh, awful.
Really? Awful.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it didn't have a few moments it did here and there, but overall,
bad,
awful
huh?
story, terrible humor, characters had no chemistry. It was just bad. absolutely bad. Okay. Did you see that, Richard?
I never saw it, Andy. I've heard you talk about it. I've never seen it, and it obviously doesn't sound like I need to.
No, you don't. Save yourself, save your children. Do not see this movie.
You're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with one, and this is actually kind of a shame because it's an animated movie, it's on Disney, and it's actually written by Spielberg. And Andy, to your point, it's one of the bigger box office flops that's out there, and that is the BFG, about the giant, and it's just not very entertaining, I'll be honest with you.
I've never seen it.
What's it called again?
BFG?
The BFG.
You know, I never saw it.
And it wasn't a major, like I said, it was, well, here's just say, it grossed $195 million, but it cost $140 million. For an animated movie, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Did it have a giant robot or what? I mean, was he trying to...
No, it was actually a giant, and it just wasn't, let's be honest, it's not a Pixar, right, where, you know, the kids can sit there and watch it over and over again.
Mm.
And it was just one of Spielberg's, as he has great hits, as we all know. This was not one of his finer moments.
Okay.
All right, my next one, which, by the way, this is a really great movie, but I've seen it, don't need to see it again. If you want to see it, great. I would recommend seeing it. It's actually a good movie, but it's a one-and-doneer. That was The Disaster Artist with James Franco.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
his performance was terrific.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. No, never again.
But I don't need to see it again.
No.
Right?
Absolutely not. That's like Adam Sandler again.
In Uncut Gems.
Yeah, great similar performance. Deal, right? Don't ever do that to us again.
I just don't need to see it again. That's right. All right, you're up.
Okay, speaking of great performances that I never want to see again, and this one's just a personal thing because of the way I am as a guy. I don't want to see dudes kiss. Sorry, get it on.
Like Brokeback Mountain or something? What are you talking about?
Rocket Man.
Oh,
Rocket Man, great performance, great performance. Yeah, terrific music. No, thank you. One and done. Never, ever, ever, ever again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it once. I don't need to see it
again.
Don't
get me wrong, and I agree with the impressive aspects.
Great movie.
Yeah. I won't go great.
Even though they sang in it, you know, I just watched it once.
I thought he did a terrific job.
Oh, he did. It was excellent.
But nope. Never again.
I'm done. Yeah, good one. Okay, good one, Andy. I like that. Richard, you're next.
All right, so that is a good one, Dad. I'm going to go with, Andy. Or no, sorry, Dad. Is Andy up next?
No, you're up.
You are up next.
No, it was you. Sorry. Andy, that is a good one. I give you credit there. And Brokeback Mountain, Dad. I was on the same train as you until he switched it, so.
I've not seen that one at all.
I don't need to see that.
I never have either.
I already know what's in it. I don't need to see it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, all right, I'm going to go with one that, again, I'll be honest, maybe a lot of people didn't necessarily see. And I don't know how I stumbled upon it. I think it was one of those where HBO had a free, you know, deal, your free period of viewing on TV, whatever it was. Anyways, and that's The Great Wall with Matt Damon, where basically, you know, him and I think it's Willem Dafoe are a, you know, I think they're like a pair and they're kind of marauding. Anyways, it's really action-y, and basically they have to defend it again. It's kind of like Pacific Rim, Andy.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, kind of like it's got like these creatures that you have to defend, and that's why they built the Great Wall of China, supposedly, is to defend these creatures coming out of the earth or whatever it is. And so they finally do that. And so it's entertaining one time around. It's not too long, but a little over an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But it's just a little, I don't know. It's a one and done for me.
Yeah.
And that's kind of this category. It was entertaining. It was fun to watch. But I really don't need to sit down and ever watch the whole thing ever again.
Right. All right, I have another one along those lines that it's called The Revenant with, you know, DiCaprio and the bear scene and all that. And, you know, again, good movie, slow. I mean, you know, get your popcorn ready because you're going to be there a while. Slow movie, long movie, good movie. But once you've seen it, you just don't need to go see it again. You're done.
Agreed. Totally agree.
Okay, you're next.
Do one more round, then break.
Oh, we got time. Go. Yeah,
okay,
you're fine.
Okay. This is a bitterness one. I say this in protest.
Bitterness.
Yes. Okay. This movie won Best Picture in 1998, but it should not have. This movie is Shakespeare in Love.
Never saw it.
It is tedious. It is some of the most tedious Shakespeare I have ever seen. And by the way, I like a lot of Shakespeare. All right. It was tedious. I didn't like it. I didn't like the characters. Of course, I believe it had Ben Affleck that right there. But here's what angered me. It won Best Picture over Saving Private Ryan, which to me is unforgivable. Absolutely unforgivable. But I also, quite honestly, I was bored with Shakespeare in Love. I had to screen it because I had to watch it for, I built the movie and put it out there.
Makes sense.
And this was one of those where I had to screen it and watch it all the way through, and I didn't.
Okay.
I gave up.
All right. Richard, you're next.
All right. Again, I'm going to go with another one similar to the Great Wall, in that it's an action movie that you kind of need to see once, and then you really aren't going to ever search it out again. And that's going to be King Arthur. But, Andy, it's one of the more recent ones with the gentleman from Sons of Anarchy, Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
And you may not have. Like I said, it was kind of actually directed by Guy Ritchie, so obviously a little bit more well-known director there. And it's entertaining, obviously. Again, it's about King Arthur, but it's a different perspective of it, and they've kind of got some slow-mo stuff and some magic thing. And just a little bit too much in that regard, and so just a little bit weird. However, again, see it once, and then you never really have to search it out again. It's one of those, okay, you can watch it on Friday night, but you're not. Okay. On Saturday morning.
Oh, you know what? I did see that one. That's how forgettable it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm with you.
Okay. All right. I have one that Andy and Richard are both going to disagree with me on, but I think this is probably, if not the worst movie ever, one of the worst movies ever made, Mad Max Fury Road.
I do disagree with you.
Oh, it's awful.
I do, too. I think that was enjoyable.
Oh, that movie's awful. It's terrible.
I think Charlize Theron was...
I want to just find the noose, go throw it around a beam, kick the bucket out from underneath me when I'm watching that and be done.
First of all, it was over 90% in Rotten Tomatoes. I thought Charlize Theron... That doesn't mean I agree. I have disagreed with Rotten Tomatoes before. But Charlize Theron, I thought, was lights out. And I thought the action was terrific.
I just couldn't wait for that movie to end. It's like, please get me out of here.
Go ahead, Richard. Your thoughts.
All right. Well, I disagree with you, Dad. Again, I thought it was enjoyable. Now, I will say this. I'm not going to search it out and watch it over and over again.
No, me
either. But if it's on TV, you know, I'll watch it.
That's one of those I'm skipping. If I see that little description come up on the guide, I'm like, okay, I'm bouncing over that one.
Can I at least ask you this? Do you agree Charlize Theron's performance was amazing?
Yeah, but the rest of it's awful. The whole movie is just a blah, it's a yawner.
Did you like the original Mad Max?
Yes. It was great. It was the best one ever.
I liked the original one. I thought it was much slower than Fury Road, but it was...
Yeah, it's still the best one ever. Which, by the way, was supposed to be 2021. I think the original Mad Max was 2021.
There's a lot of realism there.
I got to check that, but I think I'm right. I think it was 2021.
Okay, going to break or do another?
Let's do one more round real quick. We're fine.
Okay, I have got to incur your wrath, John.
What?
It is time.
Let's hear it.
The time has come.
Let's hear it.
Schindler's List. Once is enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I could just see
it's
you.
It's a reminder of what can happen to this country if we allow it.
I don't want a reminder like that, okay? This is, I could just see you getting in arguments with teenage girls over what movie to see every weekend. You say Schindler's List, and they say?
Titanic.
Titanic. So they say Titanic, and you're just like, no, I got to see Schindler's List every weekend. I get so excited. No, man.
Yeah, it's
too much.
It's intense. No, it's intense.
Incredibly well done.
I'll give you that. It's intense. A good movie, but it's intense. Yes. Okay. Richard, you're up.
All right. So, again, I'm going to go in a lesser-known category because I'm just keeping – or not lesser-known movie because I'm keeping it. And I really like this main actor, Andy, Ryan Reynolds. He's one of my favorite actors because I love his sense of humor. In Deadpool, he was actually fantastic. He just has a great ability to kind of swap roles. Just enjoy it. But this was one that you can watch it. Again, it's an entertaining movie, but it's pretty bad in terms of superhero movies, which is hard for me to say because I love superhero movies. And that is going to be The Green Lantern.
Yep.
Which, again, I don't. And so he was fantastic. He was really good, Andy. Like, I enjoyed it, and it was funny, and he did a fantastic job. And I think Blake Lively, who's his wife, I think she's in it, actually, if I'm not mistaken. But outside of that, it was just kind of weird. And then, again, you don't need to see it more than once. It feels like the DC movies, I'll be honest. Avenger movies you can watch over and over again, right? Marvel does a fantastic job. DC, I feel like you see it once and, all right, you're good. You know, you don't need to watch the rest of it again.
Okay. Well, you know, outside of the first Wonder Woman, by the way, somebody has already mentioned the second one, and they should, but they, most of them are awful, and this one was bad. And you're right. I liked Ryan Reynolds, as always, but the movie? No. Bad movie.
Terrible.
All right, I have one. And you know what? We can do probably one more round, then we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, chat. That way, Richard, you can go do whatever you need to that way. I know you got stuff going on tomorrow, or sorry, this weekend. All right, mine is going to be Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Once is enough. Seen that creepy movie once, you don't need to see it anymore. That thing is a creeper. I don't care what anybody says.
It is creepy. I've seen it many times.
You know, the flying, you know, monkey things, and the whole thing's just creepish.
Okay. By the way, let's get back to DC, because DC Comics, not DC. Because the Batman movies, a number of them have been terrific, obviously.
But they're oncers.
Well, I wouldn't say the one with the Joker is a oncer.
No, that one's okay. Yeah, I don't know.
But the big one that brought them all together, Richard, you got to agree with this, Justice League. It was dark.
Yeah,
it was depressing.
It was once. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a one and done. I'll agree with that one. I saw it. That's a one and done.
Exactly. It was entertaining. Don't get me wrong. It was enjoyable to watch.
But that's it.
You're right, Andy.
Yeah, I agree.
It was once you're good.
I was depressed.
Yeah, good one. No, you're spot on. I agree.
You're up, Richard.
Okay, go ahead, Richard.
All right. So I hate to do this one because, again, I liked the actor, and that is Chris Pine. And it's actually a more recent film. And it's about the Coast Guard, which, for those that know me, know my tie is there.
Oh.
The Finest Hours. And
I don't think I've ever seen it.
He did a really good job, but, yeah, that's a one-timer.
It's a good one, Dad. It's actually on Disney, so if you need Disney Plus, I'll give it to you. It's a good movie you can watch once. And, again, on a Friday night, if you're just looking for something to watch, it's entertaining. But, like you say, Andy, and so I'm not saying that it's a bad movie, because it's not. It's just not one that I'm running back to.
Hmm. Okay.
It's just one of those where, all right, run it, watch it, you enjoy your Friday night, but then you're not really thinking about it on Saturday morning.
Okay. All right, my next one is Downsizing.
Oh yeah, that's a no time.
I thought it would be funny and interesting and so on, and I know Andy said don't see it, but I still went and saw it. And I think I rented it on the plane or something, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I saw it, and that's good enough. I don't need to see it again.
Didn't trust me.
I thought the little people part of it would be better, would be more funny, but it's just, it's dark, depressing, and you just want to, you know, again, put your head in a vise.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awful.
You did put your head in a vise. You watched Downsizing.
It was awful. All right, let's do one more round real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, one more round really quick. Wow, I've got so many here. Okay. Let's get back to unbelievably depressing sequels. You know what? No, I'm gonna go off that. I'm gonna go with an incredible performance. The greatest performance of Robin Williams' career.
Okay.
Was in The Fisher King.
Yeah, I agree. But
that's one and done. Yep. Very depressing.
Yep.
But what a performance.
Yep.
Never again.
I agree. Well said. All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go, again, kind of on the same trial. And then, again, this is going to be one I actually kind of thought at the very beginning, but wasn't sure if you guys would say it. A more recent film, 2016, got Mark Wahlberg. And I'll be honest, you could do a whole series on Mark Wahlberg movies. If he's a good quality movies,
yeah.
But you know, you're really only going to watch him once.
True.
And that's going to be Deepwater Horizon. Again, to see it because it's enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree.
But, and I'm not saying it's bad by any stretch of the
imagination.
It's
a great movie, but once you see it, you're done. You don't need to see it again.
Exactly. Honestly, it was on the other night, and I'm like, I know how this ends, so I really don't need to, you know, it doesn't pull me back in.
True.
It's like, oh, okay, well, I think we're good.
True. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Okay, so here's another
good
one.
Good choice, good choice.
Here's another one that I think is kind of the same way, and I've probably seen it more than once, although I don't know why, because I really didn't need to, and that'd be Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
it's a great
tough to watch again.
I mean, it's a great movie, but like Richard just said, you know the ending, you know how it turns out, you know everything that goes on, you know every scene, it's embedded into your brain. I don't need to watch it again.
That knife scene is tough to watch
again. I just don't need to see it again. Yeah, I'm just done, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I will say this. It is probably, and we need to do this as a category, of greatest opening or greatest closing scenes ever.
Yes.
The opening scene of D-Day is probably one of the best opening scenes of any movie, but again, just what it means and what it holds in that movie in general. Yeah, you don't need, again, you don't really go search for it on a Friday night to watch again unless you haven't seen it.
Yeah, you know, sometime we should do openings and closings.
I just put it in our notes.
Openings and endings. Yeah. Oh, by the way, one last thing. Do you guys agree with me, though, that Saving Private Ryan should have won Best Picture?
Yes, it should have.
Absolutely. Yes. It got snubbed. It was ridiculous.
Yep. All right, that's it, Richard. Thanks. I'll let you run. We'll come back, brush up on a couple of things. Appreciate it, Richard. Have a great afternoon and weekend. Barber's Foods is next, folks, and you can buy all the meat you want, one-stop shopping, and it's free shipping. Barbersfoods.com. Barbers with an S. And folks, if you're somebody like me that does a lot of, you know, smoking and grilling and things like that, you won't find better quality meat anywhere, and I mean that. Barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from, and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jane with Faith Church in Loveland said, "I have worked with Business Equipment Service for almost 7 years. As office manager, I will not change service providers. BES offers excellent service, and I recommend them to anyone who asks." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
From the AM560 KLZ media source, I'm Richard Beatty with your traffic. Cleanup stages on that crash at Havana and East 49th. Watch for wildlife at Grapevine Road and I-70. A disabled vehicle center lane of I-25 North at Alameda. And an accident I-70 East at Alameda.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we'll do a few more of these rapid fire. Billboards outside Ebling, Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay.
Impressive, one and done.
Okay, yeah. What else?
Life is Beautiful. It's another Nazi Germany movie. Incredibly well done. Once is enough. Too depressing.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Good example. Yes, okay. Yes, yes. How about this? Truman Show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
One
too.
And done.
Blade Runner, the newest one.
That's a none and done.
Can you even get through the first one?
Yes. Horrible. Okay, a sequel I hate, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Okay. All right.
The Temple of Dud. By the way, Steven Spielberg made the third one, he said, as an apology for the second one.
How about Transformers Revenge of the Fallen?
Oh, how about Transformers Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, that one too.
Oh, woof.
All right, Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. If you're looking to buy a new or used car this weekend, it is the place to go. As I say always, it's like going back in time to buy a car, and literally, it is. PurifyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
You know, when I go into Purefoy Chevrolet, they don't give you that feel like they're there to take your money or they only care about the sale. They really, truly seem to care about me, and that means a lot to me. I've had the privilege of going into Purefoy Chevrolet to see Rolly's office. And when you see Rolly Purefoy and his family, and especially his father, because his dad was so involved in this business, you really get a sense of what it means for it to be a family. Then when you see customers come in, you also realize that they treat their customers the same way they would their family members. It was very clear that the customers come back again and again and again. There's kind of this real family feel of they want you to come in, be so pleased that you'll continue to come in and have a pleasant experience and people that treat you like family, and you can't get better than that. So that really has stuck with me, and I think that's really something unique about Purefoy Chevrolet that means you should go there.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveland and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right. Charlie said 2001 Space Odyssey.
Great
yes.
example.
Yes. And then Michael actually texted in and said, ask Andy what he thinks about WandaVision.
Didn't see it.
I didn't see
Michael,
it
Michael, I did not see WandaVision.
Well, next week on Marvel. No, Disney Plus. Sorry,
okay.
Disney Plus. I don't have Disney Plus, but Richard does. So, all right, we'll be back. Hour number three is next. That was a great hour. Thanks, everybody, for participating. I do appreciate it very much. If I don't respond to text messages, we still read them, still take the input. Thank you so much for doing that. We'll be right back, though. Don't go anywhere. We again have another full hour coming your way. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.